This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information for how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Poems by Gerard Manley Hopkins, read by Linda Liu. Part 8. Poem 59. What shall I do for the land that bred me? What shall I do for the land that bred me? For homes and fields that folded and fed me. Be under her banner and live for her honor. Under her banner, I'll live for her honor. Under her banner, live for her honor. Not the pleasure, the pay, the plunder, but country and flag, the flag I am under. There is a shilling that finds me willing to follow a banner and fight for honor. We follow her banner, we fight for her honor. Call me England's fame's fond lover, her fame to keep, her fame to recover. Spend me her enemy what God shall send me, but under her banner I live for her honor. Under her banner we march for her honor. Where is a field I must play the man on? A welcome there, their steel or cannon. Immortal beauty is death of duty, if under her banner I fall for her honor. Under her banner we fall for her honor. Poem 60. The times are nightfall. Look, their light grows less. The times are nightfall. Look, their light grows less. The times are winter. Watch, a world undone. They waste, they wither worse. They, as they run, or bring more or more brazen man's distress. And I not help, nor word now of success. All is from wreck, here, there, to rescue one. Work which to see scarce so much as begun makes welcome death, does dear forgetfulness. Or what is else? There is your world within. There rid the dragons, root out there the sin. Your will is law in that small commonwealth. Poem 61. Cheery Beggar. Beyond Magdalen and by the bridge, on a place called there the plain, in summer, in a burst of summertime, following falls and falls of rain, when the air was sweet and sour of the flown fine flower, of those gold nails and their gay links that hang along the line. The motion of that man's heart is fine, whom want could not make pine. Pine, that struggling should not sear him, a gift should cheer him, like that poor pocket of pence, poor pence of mine. Poem 62. Dennis, whose motionable, alert, most vaulting wit. Dennis, whose motionable, alert, most vaulting wit, caps occasion with an intellectual fit. Yet Arthur is a bowman, his three-heeled timbrel hit, the bald and bold blinking gold when all's done, right brooding in the bare butt's wincing navel in the sight of the sun. Poem 63. The furl of fresh leaf dog rose down. The furl of fresh leaved dog rose down, his cheeks the forth and flaunting sun, had swarthed about with lion brown, before the spring was done. His locks like all a ravel rope's end, with hempen strands and spray, fallow, foam fallow, hanks, fallen off their ranks, swung down at a disarray. Like a juicy and jostling shock of bluebells sheaved in May, or wind long fleeces on the flock, a day off shearing day. Then over his turned temples, here was a rose, or failing that, rough robin, or five-lipped campion clear, for a beauty bow to his hat, and the sunlight sidled like dewdrops, like dandled diamonds, through the seethe of the straw of the plate. Poem 64, The Woodlark. Chivo, chivo, chivio, chi. Oh, where, what can that be? Weedio, weedio, there again, so tiny a trickle of song strain, and all around not to be found, for briar, bough, furrow, or green ground, before or behind, or far or at hand, either left, either right, anywhere in the sunlight. Well, after all, ah, but hark, I am the little woodlark. Today the sky is two and two, with white strokes and strains of the blue. Round a ring, around a ring, while I sail, must listen, I sing. The skylark is my cousin, and he is known to men more than me. When the cry within says go on, then I go on, till the longing is less and the good gone. But down drop if it says stop, to the olive leaf of the tree top, and after that off the bough. I am so very, oh so very glad, that I do think there is not to be had. The blue wheat acre is underneath, and the braided ear breaks out of the sheath. The ear in milk, lush the sash, and crushed silk poppies aflash. The blood gush, blade gash, flame rash ruddered, bud shelling or broad shed, tatter tassel tangled, and dingle a dangled, dandy hung, dainty head. And down the furrow dry, sunspurge and ox eye, and laced leaved lovely, foam tucked, fumatory. Through the velvety wind, fee winged, to the nest nook I balance and buoy, with a sweet joy of a sweet joy, sweet of a sweet of a sweet joy, of a sweet. Sweet joy. Poem 65, Moonrise. I awoke in the midsummer, not to call night, in the white and the walk of the morning. The moon dwindled and thinned to the fringe of a fingernail held to the candle, or pairing of paradisaical fruit, lovely and waning, but lusterless. Stepped from the stool, drew back from the barrel of dark Mainetha, the mountain. A cusp still clasped him, a fluke yet fanged him, entangled him, not quit utterly. This was a prized, the desirable sight, unsought, presented so easily, parted me leaf and leaf. Divided me, eyelid and eyelid of slumber. Poem 66. Repeat that, repeat. Repeat that, repeat. Cuckoo, bird, and open ear wells. Heart springs, delightfully sweet. With a ballad, a rebound off trundled timber and scoops of the hillside ground. Hollow, hollow, hollow ground. The whole landscape flushes on a sudden at a sound. Poem 67, On a Piece of Music. How all's to one thing wrought,
see the simile A and B. Poem 68, The Child is Father to the Man. The child is father to the man. How can he be? Words are wild. Suck any sense from that who can. The child is father to the man. No, what the poet did write ran. Man is father to the child. The child is father to the man. How can he be? The words are wild. Poem 69. The Shepherd's Brow, Fronting Forked Lightning, Owns. The shepherd's brow, fronting forked lightning, owns the horror and the havoc and the glory of it. Angels fall. They are towers from heaven. A story of just, majestical, and giant groans. But man, we, scaffold of score brittle bones, we breathe from ground-long babyhood to hoary age gasp, whose breath is our momental mori. What bass is our viol for tragic tones? He, hand to mouth he lives, and voids with shame. And, blazoned in however bold the name, man Jack the man is, just, his mate a hussy. And I that die these deaths, that feed this flame, that, in smooth spoons, spy life's mask mirrored, tame my tempest there, my fire and fever fussy. Poem 70, To His Watch. Mortal my mate, bearing my rock a heart, warm beat, with cold beat company. Shall I earlier, or you, fail at our force, and lie the ruins of, rifled, once a world of art? The telling time our task is, time's some part, not all, but we were framed to fail and die. One spell, and well that one, there, ah, thereby is comfort's carol, of all or woe's worst smart. Field blown, the departed day no morning brings, saying this was yours with her, but new one, worse, and then that last, in shortest. Poem 71, Strike, Churl, Hurl, Cheerless Wind, then Heltering Hail. Strike, churl, hurl, cheerless wind, then heltering hail, May's beauty massacre, and whispered wild clouds grow out on the giant air. Tell summer no, bid joy back, have at the harvest, keep hope pale. Poem 72, Epithalamium. Hark, hear what I do. Lend a thought now. Make believe we are leaf-whelmed somewhere with a hood of some branchy, bunchy, bushy-bowered wood. Southern Dean or Lancashire cloth or Devon cleave that leans along the loins of hills where a candy-colored, where a blue-gold-brown marbled river, boisterously beautiful, between roots and rocks, is danced and dandled, all in froth, and water blow balls down. We are there, when we hear a shout, that the hanging honeysuck, the dog-eared hazels in the cover, makes dither, makes hover, and the riot of a rout of, it must be, boys from the town bathing. It is summer, sovereign good. By there comes a listless stranger, beckoned by the noise, he drops towards the river. Unseen, sees a bevy of them, how the boys, with dare and with down dolphinry, and bell-bright bodies huddling out, are earth-world, air-world, water-world, thorough-hurled, all by turn and turn-about. This garland of their gambols flashes in his breast into such a sudden zest of summertime joys that he shies to a pool neighboring, sees it is the best there, sweetest, freshest, shadowiest, fairyland, silk peach, scrolled ash, packed sycamore, wild witch elm, horn-beamed ready, overstood by, rafts and rafts of flake leaves light, dealt so, painted on the air, hang as still as hawk, or hawk moth, as the stars, or as the angels there, like the thing that never knew the earth, never off roots, rose. Here he feasts, lovely all is, no more, off with. Down he dings his bleached both, and wool woven ware. Careless these in colored wisp, all lie tumbled to. Then with loop locks, board falling, forehead frowning, lips crisp, over finger teasing task, his twiny boots fast he opens, last he off rings, till walk the world he can with bare his feet, and come where lies a coffer, burly all of blocks, built of chance quarried, self-quainted rocks, and the water warbles over into the lake with glassy, grassy, quicksilver shivas and shoots, and with heaven-fallen freshness, down from moorland, still brims, dark or daylight, on and on. Here he will then, here he will the fleet, flinty, kind, cold element, let break across his limbs long, where we leave him, frolic lavish, while he looks about him, laughs, swims, enough now, since the sacred matter that I mean, I should be wronging longer, leaving it to float upon this only gambling, an echo of earth's note. What is the delightful dean? Wedlock. What the water? Spousal love. Father, mother, brothers, sisters, friends, into fairy trees, wild flowers, wood ferns, ranked round the bower. Poem 73. Thee, God, I come from, to thee go. Thee, God, I come from, to thee go. All day long I like fountain flow, from thy hand out, swayed about, mote-like in thy mighty glow. What I know of thee I bless, as acknowledging thy stress on my being, and as seeing something of thy holiness. Once I turned from thee and hid, bound on what thou hadst forbid, sough the wind I would, I sinned, I repent of what I did. Bad I am, but yet thy child, Father, be thou reconciled. Spare thou me, since I see with thy might that thou art mild. I have life before me still, and thy purpose to fulfill. Yea, a debt to pay thee yet. Help me, sir, and so I will. But thou biddest, and just thou art, me show mercy from my heart towards my brother, every other man my mate and counterpart. Poem 74. Poem 74. To him who ever thought with love of me. To him who ever thought with love of me, or ever did for my sake some good deed, I will appear, looking such charity and kind compassion at his life's last need, that he will out of hand and heartily repent he sinned, and all his sins be freed. End of part 8. End of unfinished poems and fragments. This recording is in the public domain.